This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha police are still looking for 33-year-old Marcus Plaza. He's accused of killing his wife yesterday. Police have been scouring a Southside neighborhood since the crime was called in yesterday morning. We Energies wants to raise its electric rates more than 15% over 2 years. It would bring the average bill to about $166 in 2 years. The utility says they need the money for upgrades and clean energy, but critics warn it'll hurt family budgets. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is in Kenosha today on his Wisconsin Way tour. He's meeting with local business owners to talk about lowering costs and boosting small business opportunities as part of his race for governor. Wisconsin's only state Supreme Court debate is tonight at 7 between Judges Chris Taylor and Maria Lazar. The race remains wide open with most voters undecided and Taylor holding a slight lead in recent polls. You can learn more about how to vote early and see your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. Storms are moving through the area today and forecasters say some could turn severe. We'll always break in if anything gets bad. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. Construction starts next week at Crawford Park in Caledonia as part of a new expansion phase. Crews will be replacing the old tennis courts there with a larger parking lot, with work expected to wrap up in a couple of months. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers sent a letter to Wisconsin's congressional delegation this week, urging them to revise the new federal hemp law, which bans the sale of most hemp products in the United States starting in November of 2026. It was passed as part of the plan to reopen the federal government last year after the longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history. According to Evers, the new federal hemp law is projected to jeopardize $700 million in economic impact for the state and nearly 3,500 jobs in Wisconsin. The impacts of the new federal hemp bill will be further intensified in Wisconsin due to the fact that Wisconsin has not yet legalized medical or recreational marijuana. The growing of hemp has become a strong diversification option for Wisconsin farmers, and as of November 2025, Wisconsin had 470 federally licensed hemp producers. Meanwhile, a bill that would allow Wisconsin law enforcement agencies to conduct roadside drug tests is on Governor Tony Evers' desk for consideration. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
If signed into law, the legislation would allow law enforcement authorities to conduct a saliva test while investigating potential operating while intoxicated violations, like the use of a preliminary breath test during OWI investigations. The result at the scene could not be used as evidence, but would allow law enforcement authorities to require a blood test be taken to confirm or deny that result. The saliva test will be able to detect substances like marijuana, methamphetamines, and certain opiates. Because the test would not be admissible evidence in court, law enforcement authorities would also be required to dispose of the samples taken during their investigation. Governor Evers has previously expressed his intent to sign the bill into law, but it will still take some time for law enforcement authorities to train and test the new tool before it can be widely used. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
13 people could face criminal charges tied to the failed recall of Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss 2 years ago. Officials say those who tried to oust Voss allegedly listed fake addresses on petition forms, and others submitted signatures from people who didn't actually sign. But the state's election commission ruled that there's not enough proof that organizer Matt Snorick or the recall committee violated the law. The committee is recommending charges to the Racine County District Attorney's Office, which will decide whether to take the matter any further. One of the partisan races coming up in November 2026 is a repeat of the 2022 election. In 2022, Attorney General Josh Call narrowly defeated Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney. This year, Tony seeks to unseat the two-term incumbent again. The latest Marquette Law School poll finds that 10 months before the election, voters view both candidates favorably. Poll director Charles Franklin.
We love us some attorney general candidates. I exaggerate a little bit, but not hugely. Both Eric Toney and Josh Call have slightly net positive favorability ratings. Both of them have a plus 5.
Franklin says Call is the better known of the candidates, with 56% of poll respondents saying they had no opinion of him. That's compared to 75% with no opinion of Tony. The most recent Marquette poll was conducted between February 11th and February 19th, with a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs have announced $2 million in grant funding to bolster flood resilience across the state. Civic Media's James Kelly has the story.
According to a press release, the funding through the Pre-Disaster Flood Resilience Grant Program is meant to help communities identify and mitigate flood vulnerabilities with strategies like reconnecting streams and floodplains or reducing erosion hazards. Two types of grant funding were made available through the program, one for assessing vulnerabilities and one to implement the mitigation methods. The goal is to naturally manage flooding before disasters like in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties last August strike. The Oneida Nation received the largest funding award at $300,000 to create a culvert inventory and study water flow and hydraulic structure. The City of Madison, Ozaukee County, and City of Stevens Point also received significant funding awards of over $200,000. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
How much will it cost to see the Packers play? Civic Media's Connie Feldman has that answer.
The price to see the Packers play has gone up for this season. The team announced the new pricing on Friday. Depending on where you sit in the bowl, you'll be paying between $4 and $22 more per ticket. Packers president and CEO Ed Policy said the ticket prices for a game at Lambeau are around the middle of the NFL's pricing range. With the new increases, face value prices for regular season tickets are between $143 and $196. Preseason tickets are cheaper, but tickets sold through a third-party ticket broker can be substantially higher. Packers fans don't seem to be priced out, though, with more than 155,000 people on the waiting list to buy Packers season tickets. Most wait decades for their chance to buy that 18 inches of pure aluminum pleasure. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The crew heads to Kansas City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers wrapped up their six-game homestand with an 8-2 win over the Rays. I asked the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, if he feels he's grown as a starter despite giving up a home run.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think it shows, you know, the growth that I've come from last year. You know, last year I would not have been able to do that. And so it's, you know, there's a step in the right direction with it all.
The Brewers are off to a good start. They're 5-1. They'll play the Royals in Kansas City tomorrow night. Game time, 6:45. NBA, the Bucks competed but lost to the Rockets 119-113. Doc Rivers says he got a compliment about his young roster from one of his own former players, Kevin Durant.
I loved how unselfish this group of guys were. I mean, Kevin, KD, and I had a running dialogue through the game, and even he made that comment and said, man, they're playing the right way. That's good when you see and hear an opposing player say that.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Rain and thunderstorms likely today, and some of those storms could be severe with hail, wind, even a tornado or two possible here today into this evening. Rain could be heavy too with an inch or more of accumulation. High is 66 today. Tomorrow, a little sunshine early, then more clouds, rain and thunderstorms by evening. High tomorrow, 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.